Oasis Audio presents The Choice by Suzanne Woods Fisher. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. Carrie Weaver tucked a loose curl into her cap as she glanced up at the bell tower in Lancaster's Central Market. The clock had struck 2 p.m. more than 10 minutes ago, and an English couple was haggling with her stepsister Emma over the price of a crate of strawberries. After all, the man was saying, the market was closing for the weekend. "Certainly you plain folks wouldn't want this fruit to go to waste now, would you? Tomorrow being Sunday and all." He rested his hands on his round belly and fixed his gaze on Emma, a satisfied look on his red face, as red and ripe as a late summer tomato, as he waited for her to buckle. But this red-faced Englishman didn't know Emma. Carrie saw Emma purse her lips and hook her hands on her hips in that determined way and knew where this standoff was headed. Emma wouldn't drop the price of her strawberries to anyone, much less an Englisher whom, she was convinced, had a lost and corrupted soul. Her sister would plant her big feet and squabble over the price of strawberries until the sun set. Carrie picked up the crate and handed it to the man. "Abishlaga." "Sold." The man and his wife, surprised and delighted, hurried off with the strawberries as Emma spun to face Carrie. She lifted her hands, palms out. "Have you lost your mind? My strawberries are worth twice that price. What were you thinking?" "I'm thinking that it's past 2, and the market has closed, and the van is waiting." Carrie pushed the leftover crates of red ripe strawberries into the back of the van of the hired driver and slammed the door shut, pinching her.